This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a longevity business, start a home-based business if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you have benefited from nutritional supplementation, or if your family or loved ones have benefited from nutritional supplementation, and you want to pay it forward, the longevity business opportunity can be an ideal way to make a statement about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program and help change the world at the most fundamental place there is, which is the level of our individual health. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number 844-236-6010 will get your calls in our next segment. Gayani De Silva. Dr. Gayani De Silva will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Dr. De Silva is an MD and a psychiatrist and an author. She specializes in working with teens, but we're going to talk today about something called, she calls, toxic positivity. An incident describes in her book, in her post as an insincere positivity that leads to harm, needless suffering, or misunderstanding. It diminishes the real suffering that everyone experiences from time to time. She calls it toxic positivity. And we'll talk to Gayani De Silva about that today. I was reading an article this morning about Tony Hsieh. Tony Hsieh is co-founder of Zappos, the shoe internet behemoth, billion-dollar company. And Tony died, unfortunately. He's only 46 years old. He died in a fire. But according to this article, he sold his company for $1 billion at the age of 46, $1 billion, and he became very depressed for some reason. He became very depressed. This is a guy who wrote a book called Selling Happiness, about how to be happy, about how to live a fulfilled and happy life. And he ended up selling his company for $1 billion, and according to this article anyway, he became addicted to drugs and alcohol and suffered from, quote, escapist tendencies, became depressed, and spiraled downward after he sold his company for $1 billion. This is the guy who wrote a book called Selling Happiness, which is somewhat ironic.
And it makes me think of this whole idea with, of Gayani De Silva's concept of toxic positivity, an insincere positivity that leads to harm. Sometimes people who seem to be really happy are not so happy. Sometimes people who tell other people how to be happy are not so happy themselves. And how ironic is it that a guy could sell his company for $1 billion and subsequent to the sale, after the sale, have his life fall apart in terms of quote, downward spiral and depression and escapist tendencies and drug and alcohol abuse. Found that story very interesting. This came from the journal Tech. The death of Zappa's Tony Hsieh, a spiral of alcohol, drugs, and extreme behavior. All right. We have been talking about the fat metabolism system and nutrition and how to support how our body handles fats. We said that the vitamin-like substance, used to be called vitamin B4, now called choline, is important. Chol, C-H-O-L, is a prefix that refers to the Greek term for bile. There's an interesting relationship between something called betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, betaine, and choline. They're turned into each other. Choline is turned into betaine, betaine is turned into choline, and all of this is involved in a very interesting biochemical process that is, according to some people anyway, even more important than antioxidation. We always hear about how important antioxidants are, but this process called methylation, according to some scientists, is even more important. Certainly it's as important as antioxidation. Methylation involves sticking a methyl group onto various substances to activate them, especially important for neurotransmitters. It's also important for detoxification of a very important toxin called homocysteine. Methylation, the sticking of a methyl group. Think Tinker Toys always. I always hesitate to say a methyl group because if you don't understand chemistry, that can kind of sound like kind of gibberish. But just think of Tinker Toys. A methyl group is like a little Tinker Toy that goes on to a bigger Tinker Toy. And by putting that Tinker Toy, this methyl Tinker Toy, onto the big Tinker Toy, you can change the nature of various molecules. And this process is called methylation. And it's a very important process. You may have heard of something called SAMe. SAMe was all the rage maybe late 1990s is when I first heard about SAMe. It became popular as an antidepressant because neurotransmitters require SAMe for methylation activation. SAMe, it's still very important, but you don't hear as much about it these days. SAMe is marketed as a natural supplement for depression, and some psychiatrists believe that it's just as powerful an antidepressant as drugs, according to Dr. Richard Brown, associate professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University and the author of the book Stop Depression Now, with the subtitle SAMe, the breakthrough supplement that works as well as prescription drugs in half the time with no side effects. Now, I don't know about all that, but certainly it's not as toxic as prescription drugs. By the way, if you're on an antidepressant prescription drug and you're wondering about how effective it is or how the problems associated with it, read a book called The Emperor's New Drugs by a psychiatrist named Erwin Kirsch, who actually came to the conclusion upon doing a lot of research on studies he did a meta study on various studies, a study of studies, that is, and he found that antidepressants don't work any better than placebo. It's an interesting book, whether you agree with him or not. He does make some very interesting points. In any case, according to Dr. Richard Brown, SAMe works just as well as prescription drugs in half the time, works just as well as prescription antidepressants in half the time. It's a little bit of a pricey nutritional supplement, but in addition to being an antidepressant or having antidepressant properties, it's a methylating agent. And it can help support methylation. Now, if you had an MTHFR deficiency diagnosis, methylation is what you want to be focusing on. The problem with MTHFR deficiencies is you don't methylate. It doesn't mean, by the way, and I know I've said it before, but it's worth saying again, it's not a genetic curse if you have an MTHFR deficiency. The way practitioners will make it sound is like, oh, it's in your genes and you're stuck with it. And no, that's not true at all. Methylation and the MTHFR enzyme is tied to general health. So if you have an MTHFR reductase deficiency or MTHFR deficiency, it's about your health. It's not about your genes. It means you got to start focusing on things like your thyroid and your blood sugar system and your digestive system. And I call that the triangle of disease. As always, focus on the triangle of disease. All right, right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Dr. Gayani De Silva coming up the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. We'll be back with more good health information on The Bright Side right after this.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have lines open for you. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get to your calls here in just a sec. Dr. Gayani De Silva will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about toxic positivity, insincere positivity that leads to harm, needless suffering and misunderstanding, inauthenticity is what you could call it, not being yourself, not being true to yourself, not being authentic. which is a fundamental health, a fundamental mental health issue, not being authentic, false happiness in this case. Tony Hsieh, was the founder of Zappos, co-founder of Zappos. Before he co-founded Zappos, he sold it for $1 billion in August. Before he co-founded Zappos, he actually sold another company when he was in his 20s for $265 million in his mid-20s. He sold a company called Link Exchange to Microsoft. So this guy definitely knew how to make money. And he also wrote a book called Serving Happiness, so he was all about helping people be happy, but apparently Tony did not know how to be happy himself, and unfortunately Tony died over the weekend, I believe it was, from injuries that he suffered in a house fire. But apparently Tony was in a downward spiral of alcohol, drugs, and extreme behavior, and he's about to check himself into rehab, which goes to show you that just because you write a book on happiness doesn't mean you're happy, and just because you have $1 billion in the bank doesn't mean you're satisfied with how your life is going. Cautionary tale there. All right, Gianni De Silva will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about toxic positivity. It's our number 844-236-6010. So we're talking SAMe, methylation, according to Dr. Richard Brown in the book Stop Depression Now. SAMe works as well as prescription drugs in less time. At least 14 double-blind studies have found that IV, intravenous, and IM intramuscular preparations of SAMe were more effective than placebo and comparable to well-known antidepressants like imipramine and amitriptyline and clomipramine, according to a review published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry in June 2017. Quote, promising but limited evidence for the efficacy and safety, unquote, for the use of SAMe as a standalone treatment for depression and also to support the effectiveness of other antidepressants. The review also found that SAMe could be effective in reducing the symptoms of other cognitive and psychotic disorders as well as substance abuse issues, according to Dr. Patricia Gerbarg, professor of psychiatry at New York Medical College and co-author of the review The review that was in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. SAMe, quote, SAMe works faster and doesn't cause many of the side effects that occur with prescription antidepressants like weight gain or sexual dysfunction. Another study, this one in 1987, published in the journal Cell Biology Reviews, found that depressed people who took SAMe with their prescription antidepressant improved in 10 days, which, as anyone who's ever been medicated for depression knows, is pretty amazing. Basically, SAMe is a methylating agent. It methylates neurotransmitters. It methylates various substances like homocysteine, which has a toxic effect. We're going to talk about homocysteine here in the coming days as we continue discussing methylation. All of this has to do, by the way, with choline and also something called betaine, which I am absolutely in love with. So many wonderful benefits associated with betaine. You've heard of betaine HCL, I'm sure. We've talked about betaine HCL as being an important digestive aid supplement, basically because of its HCL, and we'll continue talking about that in the coming Brightside episodes. We'll also continue talking about SAMe, homocysteine, and methylation as well. All right, Dr. Gianni De Silva at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about toxic positivity. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. Let's go to Texas and say good morning to Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you know, one of my favorite guests that you ever had, Ben, you had this dentist named Dr. Ellie Phillips.
Oh, yeah. She's wonderful.
Incredible. Yeah. Because she actually told the truth about fluoride, that fluoride is not necessarily bad. Fluoride is good for damaged teeth. But, you know, why should we have it in our water, right? You know, why are we treating our water with iodine? Because that's what we need, right? And we get fluoride in our toothpaste anyway, right?
Yeah. I think fluoride, and by the way, on your toothpaste it says do not swallow because the fluoride is toxic. You know, I think fluoride in the water is one of the great underappreciated health issues of our time. How the heck can anybody with half a brain think it's okay to drink that stuff on a regular basis, all in the name of keeping your teeth strong. It's absurd to me.
But wait, before you let me go, the thing that I really liked about Dr. Phillips is that she told Cal that it's very important that sodium fluoride is much more beneficial than stannous fluoride. I think that's really critical, really important.
Fluoride should not, in my opinion, fluoride should not be ingested on a regular basis and without controls. You know, when you put fluoride in tap water, stannous or sodium, when you put it in tap water, how do you control how much is taken in? Sodium fluoride is a drug. It's a prescription drug. 2.2 comes in a dose of 2.2 milligrams, and you take it like once a day or something for a short period of time. How the heck can you control the dosage when you put it in water? And by the way, when you put it in water, it's also going to be in orange juice. It's also going to be in soda. It's also going to be in lemonade. It's also going to be in anything that's made with tap water. It's also going to be in baked goods that are made with tap water. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not just the fluoride that you're drinking. Think about all the ways we get water. Go ahead.
It's a pesticide. It's in foods, too. It's a pesticide. It's in raisins. It's crazy. It's a freaking pesticide.
It is so absurd, and it's just... It's emblematic of how ignorant we are as a culture, that we accept this, not just us as individuals, as citizens, but healthcare professionals. And we're going to take advice from these people how to deal with a viral infection. We're going to actually believe them when they tell us a vaccine is okay. These are the same people that think it's okay to put fluoride in the water. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But wait, before you let me go, I want to tell you this woman named Dr. Ellie Phillips.
I know Dr.
Really
Phillips.
Yeah. She was talking about, okay? This woman is really cool, okay?
She's so super cool.
I want to hit it right there.
Okay, I have to get a hold of her. I got to figure out how to get a hold of her. Do you know how to get a hold of her?
I don't, but...
Okay, I'm going to get a hold of her. I'm going to have her back on because I've been meaning to do that.
I am 50 years old. I've got 50-year-old teeth. So, you know what? I listen. Every time you have a dental expert, I listen, okay? It's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Is that it?
Thank you.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Yeah, the whole fluoride thing just blows me away that we accept that as a culture. That somehow, and I don't care if you hear, you know, the medical model, the medical folks will tell you, oh, well, it saves teeth and we prevent cavities, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. At what expense are you saving teeth and preventing cavities? There's so many better ways to prevent cavities than to drink this toxic stuff. It's awful. Now, I personally try to stay away from tap water, but it's everywhere. If you're eating a processed food that's made with water, likely it's going to have fluoride in it. So it's everywhere, and it cannot help but have health impacts, especially, by the way, mental health impacts, because there's a very important relationship between fluoride and the brain. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236. Oh, never mind. Cross that. We've got the Gianni De Silva coming up in our next segment, author of A Psychiatrist's Guide, Helping Parents Reach Their Depressed Tween. We're going to talk toxic positivity with Dr. Gianni De Silva.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shutting down 85% of California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom imposed extreme curfew restrictions through December because of the China virus. The limited stay-at-home order applies to 41 counties. Non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must stop between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Pacific. As expected, pushback from Californians is gaining strength.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. and we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Governor Newsom has lost much credibility after imposing China virus mandates and openly breaking the rules himself without repercussions. The sheriff of Riverside County near Los Angeles publicly called out Newsom as a hypocrite and ordered his department to not enforce Newsom's mandate. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Week 13 of the NFL season was filled with surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki breaks down Sunday's games.
Week 13 in the NFL saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts topped the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needed overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. The Saints beat the Falcons 21-16 to become the first team in the NFC to claim a playoff spot. The L.A. Rams beat the Cardinals 38-28. The New York Giants grabbed a 17-12 victory over the Seahawks behind backup quarterback Colt McCoy. The Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0. The Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. And the Chiefs hung on against the Broncos 22-16 for their seventh straight victory. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two games will be played Monday night. Since California banned sporting events for the next few weeks due to the China virus, the Buffalo Bills 49ers game will be played at the Cardinals' home field in Glendale, Arizona. 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The earlier game will feature the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Washington football team. 5 o'clock Eastern on Fox. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says his blockers is why the team is having success.
My guys up front have done a great job this week, this year so far, especially the last few games.
One game Tuesday, Dallas Cowboys at Baltimore Ravens, 8:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. We also have an archive page at brightsideben.com. You could purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a peek at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing and healing in general equals beauty, and that's the missing link in skincare. If your skin health product, your skincare product doesn't help heal your skin, it isn't going to help beautify your skin either. And you can check out our over 1,400
4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Products at truthtreatments.com. We've got Christmas specials coming up, truthtreatments.com, and our reviews are all at truthreviewed.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest. Dr. Gayani De Silva is an expert on teen mental health. She's the author of A Psychiatrist's Guide, helping parents reach their depressed tween. We're going to talk to Dr. De Silva about toxic positivity. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Gayani De Silva. Hey, Dr. De Silva.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I love talking to you, and I was very excited about our last conversation, so I'm excited to talk to you again today. So this morning I was doing some research on your to do our interview today, and I was reading about toxic positivity, and then I read another article about Tony Hsieh, who is one of the founders of Zappos. Tony sold his company, first company, for $200 million plus, his second company for $1 billion. He was in his 40s, and after he sold his company, and he's also the author of a book called Delivering Happiness, basically a self-help book about happiness, and he ended up being depressed and spiraling out of control and being addicted to drugs and alcohol, and unfortunately Tony died in a fire over the weekend. And it just made me think that sometimes when people say they're happy or when people teach you how to be happy, they don't necessarily know it themselves. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by toxic positivity, and how can we suss it out when we see it or when we hear it?
Oh, you know, that's such a great example. So toxic positivity is actually, it's fake positivity that people try to push on others, and it causes harm. It actually causes people to feel guilty, feel bad, and it's not real. It's not a sincere kind of positivity, because positivity and being happy takes a lot of hard work. It's not just saying these platitudes of, you know, look at things in a bright way or look at things in from a positive perspective. It's actually taking a look at what's real, being mindful and being true and sincere about your situation, but not getting too riled up about it. So it's saying, okay, I have this amount of debt, and really putting a value to that, not being vague about, oh, I have a lot of debt, but to say, I have $13,366 worth of debt. And then coming up with a plan to take care of it, that's actually real positive ways of looking at your problems. Instead of saying, oh, I have all this debt, okay, I'm just going to think that everything's going to be fine and I don't have to worry about it anymore, and being very vague about it. It's really being specific about what's going on with me, what do I like about my life, what do I not like about my life, and what is working, what's not working, what am I struggling with, what am I just enjoying, and then taking a look at those struggles from a very real and realistic perspective, and taking it apart and saying, okay, I'm struggling with this. Why am I struggling with this? How can I address this struggle or address this situation, this circumstance, and come out having resolved it? And sometimes it takes a lot of help to do that, right? So we can use social media in a helpful way. We can say, hey, I'm struggling with XYZ, and can I get some support for this? Can you guys help me with some concrete people or resources that I can use to help me get out of this situation, instead of saying, hey, throw me some platitudes and tell me to just, you know, look at the glass as half full instead of half empty. Well, it might be half empty because you've drank half of it, right? So we can just look at things from a realistic perspective.
So plan versus platitude. Plan gives you real happiness. When you have a plan, you get real happiness or real satisfaction. When you have platitude, it's fake happiness. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So the plan, and then acting out the plan in a methodical way, in a really mindful way, in a hopeful way, gives you true happiness. It's so sad, actually, like, to see Mr. Hsieh and, you know, Kate Spade, Robin Williams, all these people who have died and who have suffered so much, who seem to be at the pinnacle of success, right? We all strive to be successful, thinking that's going to give us happiness, and that's not really what gives us happiness. It's more the journey. It's more how we take each step every day, and we do it with a realistic attitude, with perspective, with support and love, and loving ourselves and accepting that we might be challenged, that we might struggle, and not being afraid of that struggle or feeling like if we are struggling, it's a bad thing. We have so many judgments. We have so many, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I shouldn't be doing this, I shouldn't be struggling so much. But that's not true. Actually, life is a lot of struggle, and anything that we want to do takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of effort, and it does take challenges, and it does take some struggle to resolve any kind of situation that we might be going through.
Do you think that's why self-help has such a bad name or a bad reputation, is because it's all it's so much platitude?
It seems like self-help, yes, sometimes self-help takes things and simplifies it too much and just tells you to do X, Y, Z in order to solve your problem. But really, it takes much, much more than that. It takes a lot of understanding of the problem, of what brought us to this problem or this situation, and then addressing each of those steps in an open, in an accepting, tolerant, compassionate kind of way, and then understanding that, you know what, this might take some time to resolve.
So I was reading today, the Gallup poll came out with this poll on Americans' mental health. And the headline here is Americans' mental health ratings sink to a new low. Obviously, with all the stuff that's going on today in terms of COVID and coronavirus and lockdowns and all the stuff that's happening. What's a step-by-step plan to help people deal with this kind of with all the stuff that's going on today?
Okay, yes. So COVID has really thrown us into this whole situation, right? That is completely new and it's challenging and it's stressful and it's creating a lot of problems for most of us, right? If not all of us, some kind of problem. So the way to look at it, is not to wait and see until things go back to normal, because normal is never normal. Everything's always changing.
Mm. Do you think things were never, like we think things used to be perfect before COVID, but we still had our problems before COVID. We still had other problems.
That's right.
This is just another problem. It's not like it's something huge, hugely different from problems that people had before, right?
That's right. It's a problem that we all are facing in some way or, you know, and so what we need to do really is think about.
Doc, we gotta take a break, Doc. Hang on to that thought and go get some water. And we gotta take a quick break. We'll be back and we'll cover that when we come back. Dr. Gayani De Silva is with us, author of A Psychiatrist's Guide, Helping Parents Reach Their Depressed Tween. More with Dr. De Silva right after this.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. Gayani De Silva, author of A Psychiatrist's Guide, Helping Parents Reach Their Depressed Tween. So, Dr. De Silva, before lunch break, we want an action plan here for dealing with COVID. I love the idea of plan versus platitudes. So what's a step-by-step way that we can deal with the mental health challenges that are going on, have been going on for the last year?
Okay, so the first thing to do, Dr. Ben, is to accept that this is a difficult and challenging time. Acceptance is always key, and that we might have some struggles. So to be very realistic about that, this is going to be a tough, challenging time for us. And we don't know when the end is going to be, but we can be hopeful that it will be sooner rather than later. The second thing to do is to basically make a list of what you anticipate or what you know the struggles and challenges will be for this time. And then from that list, you can go one by one methodically and make a plan for how to tolerate or handle or resolve that challenge. And then the next thing is to act on it, right? To enact your plan and to move forward. All along, and at the basis of all of this, the foundational thing is to have some self-awareness of your emotions and to really put some effort into regulating your emotions so that you're not reacting from that emotional base, from that fear base, or from that anxiety base, or sadness base, or resentment, or bitterness, but that you have a clear idea that you might have those feelings, but that you address it and put it aside as you enact your plan. So the plan really should be enacted in a realistic, pragmatic, hopeful, methodical kind of way.
How does regulate your emotions, how does that compare with like ignoring your emotions or avoiding your emotions?
Oh, right. So avoiding or ignoring your emotions is an extremely unhealthy thing to do. That's when we use platitudes, right? If we're angry and then we say, oh, we shouldn't be angry, look at it from the other side. Well, looking at it from the other point of view is a helpful thing to do, but we have to acknowledge our anger. We have to acknowledge our feelings, our bitterness, our resentment, and then acknowledge it without judgment. So we just say, hey, I feel angry about the situation. And I'm sure a lot of people, if not all of us, have at least at one point during this COVID situation, this pandemic, have felt angry that we can't do some of the things that we want to do. We can't have these large Thanksgiving gatherings. We can't travel and see our loved ones.
We're being told what to do. There's an element of loss of control because we're being told what to do.
Yes.
Things that we don't want to do.
We
got to wear a mask. We got to get a vaccine. We got to stay in the house. We can't leave. We can't exercise. People are they're imposing their will upon us. It's very easy to freak out at that, no?
Right, yes, no, nobody likes to be told what to do. I mean, children can tolerate it a little bit more because they're used to it from adults. However, adults do not like to be told what to do. We like to make our own decisions. And this is part of the problem with toxic positivity too, right? Like on social media when people say, oh, you should do this or you should think this way. Well, that immediately elicits a defensive response. Mm. Whenever we're told what to do, we're like, whoa, wait a minute. Who are you to tell me what to do? Who are you to tell me to wear a mask? Who are you to tell me to get a vaccine?
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me to stay at home? You don't know what my life is like. You don't know what I go through. So that's our initial, it's a very common, normal response, right? But it's our initial response. So when we have that response, we can acknowledge it and say, okay, I'm being a little defensive about this, but let me take a step back and let me see what the validity of what somebody's asking me to do is. And is it worthwhile? Is it realistic? Is it something that I really want to do because it will keep me safe? It will keep my loved ones safe. It'll keep my community safe. And things will open up quicker and this pandemic will get done quicker. And we can get back to traveling and visiting people.
Do you think resistance is ever valuable? Resistance to having to be in control?
So it's a defensive response, so it is there unconsciously to help us keep ourselves safe. So we don't want to just willy-nilly do whatever anybody tells us to do, right?
Uh-huh.
So that resistance is that.
So the resistance, it's also counterproductive because resistance implies some kind of tension. So, yes, resistance is important. I understand what you're saying about survival, but what about the idea that resistance promotes a sort of tension that is counterproductive?
It absolutely is. So it's our initial defensive response to be resistant, but we need to use our higher consciousness, our higher egos and our cognitive abilities and say, wait a minute, why am I being so resistant to this? This is where self-awareness really comes into play, because if we're self-aware of our resistance and we're open and we're compassionate with ourselves and tolerant, we can take a look at that resistance without being judgmental and say, wait a minute, why am I resisting this so much? Because it does seem like a lot of people who with advanced degrees and who have been studying this are giving this advice. Maybe I should take a look at it. Maybe I should consider this. And then we can move from that emotional response, that passive, unconscious response, to a more active, cognitive, realistic perspective, a pragmatic response, and start to evaluate the data and make a decision that is informed and intelligent and helpful for us.
Do you think there's an element of a true, authentic self that we don't know we have or we're not familiar with?
Yes, I think we all have lots of that authenticity inside of us, but you know what? It's blanketed, it's like coated or shelled by all our defenses because of our life experiences and the hurts that we might have had or the challenges and our feelings getting hurt or our physical being hurt. We develop these shells around our authentic self and we're afraid to show it. But as we take a look at it and we allow for our authentic self to emerge, then we actually have real happiness and we can feel real joy because we can accept ourselves.
Do you help people find their authentic self when you're in therapy? Or when you're doing your therapy?
I do. Absolutely, yes. That's the goal, really, is for people to be authentic and to feel good about their authenticity and to feel accepting. How do I do that? Well, I maintain a stance or a way of being with my patients where I fully accept them. I unconditionally like them. I care about them, and I do not project any sort of judgment onto them as much as I can. So I practice a lot of self-awareness, especially when I'm with my patients. And I listen and I hear and I hold their all of their insecurities and their vulnerabilities, and I encourage them to look at themselves with compassion. I do that by role modeling myself, by being very compassionate and kind and gracious to my patients.
How about vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Do you model vulnerability?
I do, and the way I do that is in the dynamic. You know, if there is something that comes up, I show my feelings as well, or I express them. I don't get overwhelmed by them, so I model that as well. So I self-regulate my own emotional response. But if something's sad, you know, I do allow my eyes to get teared up. I do, you know, I do lean in. I do hold their hand. I do tell them, you know, this is very sad, and I feel this. I allow their feelings to resonate with me and their vulnerabilities to resonate, and I reflect that back. And, you know, I find that people really need a lot of support and reassurance that even though they're being vulnerable, they're not weak. They're actually strong, and they can find their strength in their vulnerability. And the more they allow for their vulnerability and share it, the more they allow themselves to be strong and to allow people to really care about them, which strengthens relationships, which actually is a gift to another person when you show your vulnerability and they are able to accept your vulnerability and support you and give you that unconditional love. It's a gift to the other person as well.
It sounds like everything you're talking about is like being a parent, or is like being a good parent.
It is so much like that. That is so true. Yes. Yes.
So being a parent and being a therapist have a lot in common.
Yes, we unconditionally love our children. We accept all that they do. But then we reflect back to them, right? We try to tell them that, you know, hey, what you just did, like, how do you feel about that? You might want to do it a different way next time. Or we might be a little more directive and say, you know, that's against the rules. But we do it in a loving, unconditional, sometimes firm, sometimes more gentle kind of way that is attuned to your children. So some kids, you know, do really well with a lot of direction and clear cut, you know, no, you can't do this. You must do it this way. Some kids do that, but other kids, you know, you say no to them and they just fall apart and they start to cry and they're just, you know, they're just
same with patients, probably. Same with patients?
Same with patients, absolutely. Yeah. We're always kind of modulating. We're always kind of paying attention to how what we say, how we are, how it reflects back in the patient, how they're taking it. And so if they're able to take it and they're able to move with you, then you're on the right track, right? But if they are getting too resistant and they dig in their heels, then, well, you're pushing a little too hard and you need to pull back and be a little more gentle, a little more accepting, a little kinder, a little more expressive of your own vulnerability, and just kind of back off a little bit.
I hope you have kids, Dr. DeSilva.
I do. I have one.
Oh, you must be an amazing. Yeah, you must be an amazing parent. Because these are all being a parent and being a therapist sound like they're almost exactly the same thing. Dr. DeSilva, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. The book is a psychiatrist's guide helping parents reach their depressed tween. How do people get a hold of you, real quick? We only have a few seconds here.
Well, they can get a hold of me on my website, drguyani.com.
DrGayani.com, G-A-Y-A-N-I. Thank you, Dr. DeSilva. Yes. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.